On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Police have cleared student demonstrators from a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of Columbia University in New York. More from Gwen Hogan with the local news site, The City.
Dozens of police officers in riot gear breached Columbia campus around 9 p.m., arresting those who refused to disperse while forcing others into buildings and barring them from exiting. Ahead of the arrest, Columbia ordered students to shelter in place and warned they'd face disciplinary action if they refused. Demonstrators who occupied a building on campus earlier in the day were threatened with expulsion and faced more serious criminal charges of criminal mischief and burglary. The arrest ended a nearly two-week-long demonstration on Columbia campus, with students calling for the university to divest from companies that profit from the war in Gaza. Their encampment sparked protests nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Maritime Corridor will be up and running in a few weeks in Gaza. Speaking in Jordan Tuesday, Blinken says he has stressed to Israel's prime minister the need to get humanitarian aid to war victims.
What we've seen in the last few weeks is clear and demonstrable progress in getting more assistance into Gaza and getting more of it around within Gaza.
Blinken is also trying to advance a ceasefire proposal that he hopes Hamas will accept. Meantime, he says the maritime corridor providing another way to get into Gaza should be operational in a week. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is condemning the International Criminal Court's decision to issue arrest warrants for Israeli officials. More from NPR's Lauren Freyer in Tel Aviv.
The International Criminal Court has been weighing war crimes charges against both Israeli and Hamas officials, but the court has not indicated arrest warrants are imminent. Still, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be preoccupied with the possibility, issuing a video in which he predicts that if the ICC does issue warrants for him and other Israeli officials, it'll endanger Jews worldwide.
Branding Israel's leaders and soldiers as war criminals will pour jet fuel on the fires of anti-Semitism, those fires that are already raging on the campuses of America and across capitals around the world.
He called on world leaders to use all the means at their disposal to stop what he called an outrageous assault by the ICC. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
An independent panel of experts is suggesting that women undergo breast cancer screenings before they turn 40. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force notes that women have long been urged to get mammograms every 2 years, starting at age 50. The change is meant to address a rise in breast cancer cases among younger women overall and higher cancer death rates for black women. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Louisiana's congressional map heading into the November election remains undecided. A federal court is blocking the state's use of a proposed map that would have created a second majority black district in a state where African Americans are a third of the population. A three-judge panel says the new map violates the Voting Rights Act and cannot be used in the 2024 general elections. Louisiana officials say the state's congressional boundaries have to be decided no later than May 15th. NASA says the iconic Hubble Space Telescope is back online and conducting science tasks for the first time in about a week. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that the telescope suffered a familiar glitch.
On April 23rd, Hubble put itself into safe mode after it got faulty readings from one of its three gyroscopes. These are part of the system that points the telescope in the right direction so that astronomers can see what they want to see. This isn't the first time that this gyro has acted dodgy. Its antics put the telescope in safe mode for a while late last year as well. After troubleshooting the problem, NASA now says all three gyros are back in action and science observations are back on track. Hubble has been in orbit since 1990. And has been a mainstay of astronomy for over 30 years. NASA says the telescope in overall is in good health and its science instruments remain stable. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Again, U.S. futures are mostly lower in after-hours trading following Tuesday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrials tumbled 570 points. The Nasdaq lost 325 points. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.